Static.
Yeah.
Hey there.
I'm here.
We're on his answer machine. Go.
Oh, we are?
Yeah. Go.
Hey, everybody. Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is Miles.
We're
on Scott Baker's answer machine.
Yeah, we're on Scott Baker's answer. This is the answer machine month, evidently.
Yeah.
I hope
this is really his number.
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's the number that I was given.
I don't know. I don't remember what the message said. I don't know.
Maybe you misdialed.
I don't know. I hope I called the right place.
So we were supposed to talk. Well, I thought we didn't get total confirmation, but
yeah.
We were supposed to talk to Joey Manley last week.
Right.
And so I tried to set it up for this week because we got his answer machine, you know?
Right.
It's voicemail.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Oh, my God. I had a bunch of popcorn.
I did, too.
Did you?
Yeah, the buttered popcorn type.
Oh, man, that was good. Yeah. Anyway, so we were, so in the meantime, though, we got an email from Scott Baker, who's friends with Joey Manley, I guess, and with all kinds of props on the show.
Yeah.
With a voicemail.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, we thought, well, since we couldn't get a hold, we didn't want to talk to Joey Manley's voicemail again this week, so we called Scott Baker.
Yeah.
So evidently we got his answer machine or his voicemail.
Equal time.
Just to get everybody up to date.
So equal time.
That's everybody up to date. So essentially no one really wants to talk to us.
No.
But they evidently don't mind if we leave them a message.
Let's just keep calling people each time we do the show.
We should do it next week. Maybe we should just do a random number.
All right. I'll do it.
And hopefully we'll get a machine.
Okay.
And we'll just talk to that.
All right.
So, you know, we'll get, like, you know, Castro's answering machine.
People have got to put a limit on how long messages can run now.
I know, exactly.
I mean,
it's still going, I guess.
I know.
We didn't get the first part of the message, so I don't know.
I know. I didn't really, I was so panicked, I didn't know what to say.
Oh, Jesus. He said, go, go, go.
Go, man, go, go.
Like, friggin' Marines here. Go.
Jump out of the Huey, man.
No.
Jump.
Like Red Dawn.
Yeah.
Go.
Go, man. Go, go. Go. I was more like that guy from To Live and Die in L.A., man.
Oh, there you go.
On the wrong side.
Chance and Vukovic, yeah.
Go, man. Go, go, man.
That's all you got to go.
I'm that guy, and you're like William Peterson, man.
Yeah, there you go. I'm doing the platform jumping, yeah.
Yeah.
No one will remember that. They know him for CSI. Another CSI tie in there. They'll know him for CSI. They have no idea it was in To Live and Die in L.A. And
yeah.
No one remembers that stupid movie.
I do.
I do. It was a great movie.
It was a great movie.
Wang Chung, man.
Yeah.
And who else is in that? Oh, Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
The first big movie for Willem Dafoe.
Yes.
And he was just as creepy and freaky as he is today.
Yeah, I know.
Zippy was younger and, if you can believe it, thinner, I think.
We watched Spider-Man last night. My wife was all creeped out because she doesn't like William Dafoe.
He's creepy.
I go, I thought you didn't like Christopher Walken. She goes, no, I hate them both.
I hate them all.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
And she doesn't like Gary Busey either.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't figure that because, you know, you look like Gary Busey. You know, after the motorcycle accident.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whenever he was, you know,
yeah.
Whenever he got all pudged out and
right.
You know, hit his
right.
head and all that good kind of stuff.
Right.
That's what you look like, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie Soldier with Kurt Russell?
Yeah.
The kind of almost not there Gary Busey? That's you. You're like, who is that guy? I recognize him, but he's so fat and distorted.
Yeah.
Oh, you know
like
what?
Me.
That could be Miles.
Yeah.
No, it's Gary Busey.
Hey, I think this machine's still going, man.
Well, he just have a long fucking
Jeez.
Voicemail.
Man.
Either that or he's just giggling.
I guess.
He's letting it run.
Maybe he's getting his underwear back from the neighbors.
So, I guess we'll just go on with the show. You know, we're talking about answering machines. Oh, we got a beep there.
must have been the end of it, I guess.
Is that it?
That must have been the end of it, yeah.
It's like a real answering machine. It's not like a voicemail, then.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, anyway, I got, you know, we talk about recording people's voices and stuff like that. Well, I have some top secret audio.
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message.
Uh-oh.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1.
To here we got more of these people.
Press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
Press 2.
To send your message with normal delivery.
No, make it urgent. 1.
Urgent?
To send your message
sure.
with urgent delivery, press 2. Thank you. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
Oh, see, now he doesn't even get the juicy stuff.
Huh?
He doesn't get the juicy stuff on his answering machine.
Oh, okay.
I have top secret audio.
Of?
From you, from your bedroom, you and your wife, in the throes of passion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Now, maybe you can tell me exactly whose voices these are. They're kind of muffled, and I can't really tell who's who, but...
I can tell this isn't real.
What?
I know this isn't real because last time I felt a piece of ass, my finger broke through the toilet paper.
Oh.
So I know this won't be real.
Well, I'm telling you, it's real.
Go ahead.
Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Let me get my little tape recorder out here.
Go ahead, late tape recorder.
All right, here we go.
That tickle
was that you?
Yes! I get that voice.
Tickle me, mommy!
Right.
I'm sorry.
Like someone been bedding their nails into your scrotum. For sakes, man.
Well, I don't know what you guys are up to. This is audio. I didn't get any video with this. So.
Yeah.
Do we play that again?
Here if you want, yeah.
So evidently, Miles goes for the tickling.
Yeah. Thank you.
So there you go.
Yeah.
A little slice of Miles Tidal's sexual encounter there.
Oh.
The rest of it's just a lot of moaning. So.
That felt good.
I figure everybody would enjoy that.
Oh my goodness.
See, but Scott missed out. He'll have to listen this.
Yeah.
Figure that out.
So if you want us to call your answering machine and leave a message.
Sure. Whatever.
Right?
Sure, whatever.
Hit the contact us button on the radio, I guess.
There you go, mail.
Mail. Maybe we can do, what's his name there?
Maybe we can just play this piece of audio again.
Tickle me, mommy. My mommy,
my.
Tickle me, mommy.
That tickles. I like the ending in there. I don't know. I guess you call your wife mommy, so. You and Ronald Reagan.
You do yell weird shit, don't you?
At the point of climax, I think, in that last part, we with that real loud scream, that's you.
Yeah.
But yeah, BobLemon@hotmail.com, MilesTuttle@hotmail.com. Email us, we'll just call and leave random shit on your answering machine or whatever.
We'll do anybody.
See, there you go.
That'll be our new phrase. Hey, Scott was looking for phrases for a book for us.
Yeah.
We'll do anybody.
We'll do anybody. I was thinking this is pretty good, though.
Tickle me, mommy.
Oh, I can say this is going to be a fun thing for you. I can tell you're really enjoying this.
But... I think it should be tickle me, mommy. That would be it.
I don't know. Dude, that's a little weird.
Hey, you know, I just picked it up, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
I don't know which. I have two stories. I don't know which one to go with.
Well, is there anything about tickling?
Oh, no.
No?
No.
Okay, well, I was going to say if there's one about tickling, you should go with that because it just, you know.
I don't know if I should tell a story about being disgusted or telling a story about...
disgusting someone else? Disgusting somebody else or what?
Someone doing something disgusting.
Well, let's do that one. I want to hear that.
Well, I'm at Hellmart the other night.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm checking out. as I usually do.
Yeah.
But I'm not shoplifting.
Yeah.
And I'm in the speedy checkout, you know, like 20 items or less.
Okay.
And I'm looking at the, there's like a cashier, the next booth over.
Okay.
And now, what's one of the, when as you're a child, what's one of the first rules about money that your parents try to teach you?
Don't give any to your older siblings.
Yeah, but what about the cleanliness of it?
Oh, it's dirty.
It's dirty.
Don't put it in your mouth.
Yes. Don't put it on your face. Don't.
Yeah.
No, this woman, this cashier, for whatever reason, she needs help, so she's got her little red light flashing.
Do you know why they say that, though?
Why? Hey,
who told you that first, that money's dirty?
My parents.
Your mother or your father?
I don't know. Probably my mom.
I was going to say, it's probably your dad. Don't touch that dollar, son. It's probably been in a strip club.
He probably would know that, actually.
Let me see the serial number. I remember that one.
Call me tonight. Miles is dead.
That's right. But, I put my number on that for this woman named Helga. I slipped it right down her G-string.
No.
And you know, son, this is before the whole shave thing.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That's your pop.
So the red light is flashing.
I bet.
And this lady's got like a handful of bills in her hand, and she's waiting patiently for like her boss to come over. But she's rubbing the money on her face.
What?
Yes. She's like bored, kind of like drifting off into space. And she's like flicking it on her chin, rubbing it on her cheeks. I mean, had this been a porn, it would have been very exciting, because I'm telling you.
Oh, I was going to say, would you get turned on by this whole thing?
She was going to town with these dollar bills. I don't know what her deal was.
Sticking it down her pants.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was all over her face. Like, kiss it, lick it, you know, smack it, rub it down. I don't know what was going on with these bills, man.
Yeah.
I think this is like her second job or whatever it was. I'm not kidding. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
So you were what? You had to run into the bathroom?
I was aroused a little.
You were what?
I was a little aroused. I kept thinking, tickle me, mommy. Tickle me.
Tickle me, mommy.
Yeah, that was me. Tickle me, mommy. Yeah, I was laughing like a little girl, just like that. That's the funny part.
With a dollar bill.
Yeah, with a dollar bill. No, isn't that weird? Rubbing his money all over her face.
That's bizarre.
I know, just kind of like, you know, staring off into space, waiting for the boss to show up.
Did you listen to the Muzak? Were they playing like something real provocative or something?
The girl from Ipanema, I think.
You know, I stripped to that.
No, I don't know. I don't think there was any music. Just the sound of rednecks putting stuff on layaway. That's the only music I heard.
You know, I want to put this here bicycle on
layaway.
Can I get a gas grill? Now, I put it on layaway in the summertime, and I haven't got it off yet. Can I get that gas grill?
Let's get an Xbox. Put it on layaway.
The layaway.
I
haven't ever figured out the layaway, man.
Layaway.
You ever put anything on layaway?
I think we might have.
What'd you put on layaway?
I think we got a Jeep for my kid once.
Like the battery powered deal?
Yeah.
On layaway?
I think so, yeah.
What's the point of layaway, man? Don't you use your credit card? I mean, isn't the same thing?
I guess. I don't know.
What's the layaway do for you? Do you know?
It wasn't my idea, okay? I'm just saying.
What does the layaway do for
you? I don't know. Unfortunately, I had to do it.
I don't know. What's the point of the layaway?
I don't. It, like, saves it, and when you have more money, you buy it.
It's like putting a marker on it?
Yeah, they, like, put it away or something. You know?
Seriously?
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Everyone's poor in this state, believe me.
Why don't they just try to get you to get a credit card?
I don't know, man.
I mean, what's the difference if it sits here or there? You know?
I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, it's just a thing, you know.
I don't get the layaway. I don't get it.
Listen, you go to a lot of convenience stores. Why don't you ask?
Convenience stores got layaway?
Or whatever.
I want two 40-ouncers. I want 240s on layaway.
All right, you can do that. Can I put this Slurpee on layaway?
And one of those Nike roast beef sandwiches. I'll be here to pick it up on lunch on Friday.
Oh, shit, it's all melted.
Now, you ain't really going to put that roast beef sandwich, are you?
I like to put this beef jerky on layaway. Please.
Please.
Tickle me, Mommy.
Oh, you want me to play that again? Want me to play your
yeah.
Your little soiree? Thing?
Please.
Tickle me, Mommy. More, Mommy, more.
More, Mommy, more? Is that what it's saying?
Yeah, more, Mommy, more.
Oh, oh man. Jeez. I didn't hear that part before.
What do you mean?
More, Mommy, more.
You said it.
Wow.
Well, put me some of this, one of these club magazines and a penthouse on layaway.
I didn't mean convenience store, all right?
What'd you mean, then?
Whatever places you've been going to and getting picked up by women. What is that, like a discount Dollar General? Or
Dollar General, I don't think it has layaway.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, you have a lot of connections in those type of places. Why don't you ask?
Okay. I'll ask next time that I'm propositioned in line.
Tickle me,
we got layaway around here. Honey, I'd lay you right away.
You lay away.
Oh, Jesus. Right? I guess. So then at the end of this thing with the lay of the money, were you waiting to check out? So when you got up there, you were like, you know, hey, baby.
I had to get back to the car right away. I was hunched over.
could I not put this on the belt and just hold it here in front of my crotch?
I'll hold the bag, thanks.
That's amazing. It's a tire, and you can seem to use both hands without it falling to the floor.
I'm pushing the cart with no hands. Check that out.
You got one of those scanner thingies, so I don't have to move this from this position here from my gonadal area.
Don't get me started with the gonadal area.
Yeah, the gonadal region.
Don't get me started with that.
All it is two packs of cigarettes. Only two packs, about the size of two packs of cigarettes.
Nice.
Tickle me, Bob. Tickle me. More. Tickle me, Mommy.
I think I know where this thing is going to be tonight. This thing's going to be under the sheets. I know that. At your home.